This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in, there is a pretty outrageous story out of Randolph, New Jersey, where high schoolers were basically threatened into being forced to kind of take a blood draw, also a urine analysis, to determine whether or not they had alcohol in their system. After during a football game, apparently a can rolled down the bleachers, or someone tossed it down the bleachers and landed at the feet of two administrators. Maybe somebody was either thought they were going to be, you know, they were being funny, or that they were just so drunk they didn't know what they were doing.
But, or they just kicked it while when they moved.
Yeah, but the administrators then essentially threatened all of those students into, well, if you don't do what we say, we're going to suspend you for 5 days. They demanded their parents come down and pick them up. We'll tell you more about the story coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to the phones to the fun. First, though, we got Jeff somewhere in the United States on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Jeff. Jeff, calling from somewhere
in the United States. Did he mean Jets calling from the Great Northwest?
It must have meant Jets. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Jets.
Well, I was going to call in. I was hoping that Melanie was going to be there. So
she is.
I wanted to talk about this police thing. Now, with the blood draw, was that done by police or just by some other administrator?
They went to a clinic, so it was done by a phlebotomist, presumably.
Yeah, they're almost... If they're going to have medical professionals do that. If they don't, they're
not always. There was a story a few years ago out of Utah where Utah State Highway Patrol was being trained on doing roadside blood draws.
Okay, yeah, that shouldn't happen. But go ahead.
They were going to like a 4-hour class to learn phlebotomy, and then they were being certified as knowing how to do it.
Well, I
swear to you, that was
about has to do with
sorry, Jed,
all officials. I mean, people who honestly believe that they're in power and things. And what I wanted to do is present the idea, and I've brought this up before, that these people actually are suffering from a type of mental illness.
The victims or the perpetrators?
The perpetrators, of course.
Okay.
The bureaucrats.
And I have kind of a list of reasons why that I believe it's very well supported that these people are completely out of their minds.
Please tell me.
Well, we all know, you know, that they're generally, you know, politicians and all these people are generally fall in the category of pathological liars.
Sure.
Yeah, people and, generally don't dispute that politicians are liars or thieves or both.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they believe, in a sense, that they own your labor, for example.
Oh, yeah.
They believe things like lines on the map actually have significance.
And these school administrators believe they own your kids, that they can tell them to do whatever they want them to.
Yeah. And so this mental illness is really a type of psychosis, which is primarily defined as a disconnect from reality.
Mm.
And this impaired thinking, I would say delusional, shows that they're simply out of touch with the fact that they're just other people. Now, you know that from previous calls that
well, the problem is now, I love where you're coming from, but the problem is right now, we live in a world where most people agree with this bizarre thinking, right? Like, to us, it's crazy. To us, it's not reality. They're putting an extra layer on what is reality, and reality is that, you know, there is no such thing as authority, that's just a fantasy. Right. It's just a violent fantasy by men and women who want to use the, you know, threat of force and actual force on their neighbors to get them to comply with what they want. It is a sickness, but unfortunately, since most people believe in authority, those of us out here here, they look at us as though we're the ones who are sick because we're in the minority. We're the ones with oppositional defiance disorder. They even have a name for
it. The petulant child.
Yeah, so...
Well, that's why we're on the radio talking about it.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
No, it's just...
We're trying to break the programming for sure. I'm just saying it's, you know, we are on the minority of this particular viewpoint at this point in history, and I hope that changes.
For now, so, and I believe it will, if we do these particular things that I mentioned in the past, but always referring to them as just other people. In other words, not by their titles, not by their position, not by their garb or their costumes, but by their names. Who is doing what? In other words, I've told you before, avoid this term called government because it's so nebulous a term. We don't get to specifically say who is it that is doing these crazy stuff and why are they crazy? Now, because in their eyes, everyone else, as you mentioned, is a lesser being and they get to do things that we don't get to do. The golden rule, for example, doesn't apply. The title, the costume, the badge, all this stuff, that's the only way the buildings they reside, that's the only thing that gives them any form of legitimacy. For example, if I were to set up a desk on my front lawn, dressed in a black muumuu, like Mark would say, and start pounding my little hammer and decreeing rule, who would be the one that was seen as being insane?
Yeah, you'd look mad.
I think, I'd be crazy. And in and if some other country would send troops to Detroit or bomb Chicago because maybe that's mafia headquarters, you know, we would see that as just something crazy. I mean, all these things come down to the fact that these people live in their mind, and it's only because they believe in themselves. I mean, they were natural born citizens or just normal people. Hate to use that term, but just normal people prior to getting this title or badge or whatever. But once they do, then all of a sudden they're morally superior.
Yep.
They're,
they've been imbued with the power of authority.
It's ridiculous.
They're more wonderful, more smarter, just amazing, the intelligence that all of a sudden they have gained from that title. So that's why I'm saying that these guys are truly from police and the whole thing. I mean, just believing that they can do what they can do.
And at the same time, they also believe it because they believe they're right, and they believe that it's good what they're doing, because otherwise most of them probably wouldn't do it. Now, Melanie, you've been trying to break in here.
Right, and so professional aggressors do kind of vaguely fit the diagnosis for sociopathy. I don't really like describing it that way necessarily, though, because I don't really think that they're... They don't believe anything different than the general public. They believe in this weird mystical power.
Authority.
That's
imaginary.
Morality.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think that
it's because of the indoctrination, that's all.
Sure.
Right, but I mean, the
brought up under.
The aggressors had, I mean, the aggressors had the same thing. It's not like we have people come down from the sky who hadn't been indoctrinated who are just going to be professional aggressors. You're pulling from the same population. I think that that kind of takes some of the responsibility away from them when you look at it as an illness, because if somebody had Down syndrome or autism or depression or something like that, you wouldn't blame them for the symptoms of their illness unless you were insane or from the South. Whoa. You would say, oh, this person has an illness. Florida isn't the South.
Yeah, but that's a bit more intellectual, I believe, than most people go. I think we need to deal with it on that level because it is such a shock to the system. And you can't really get a lot of these people. I'm trying to remember back when I was in the least bit status. I've always had this issue with authority, even from high school, things, you know, growing my hair, all kinds of stuff. But one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, Melanie, too, was the fact that I believe that the police, for example, are a standing army here, that they really have no place. And I think we kind of agree on that level. And if there were a standing army on your street corner, how would we deal with that circumstance? So I just wanted to throw in that bit of support that I know in the past you've gotten flack for.
Jet, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Good discussion. And it is interesting, you know, when you look at things in that way, that these people, even though they have a belief system that is backed up by, it seems like, the majority of people, they are delusional. 855-450-FREE and violent. 855-450-3733. But yet they think that they're helping you.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves. Here you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark. If you're eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily, you're one of about 10% of people who are getting sort of what's recommended. However, there is a lot of research that's beginning to show that you need 10 servings of fruits and vegetables daily, and only about 1% of the population's actually managing to pull that trick off. And if you do it, you get protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. By the way, they weren't known to me. I thought they were just free radicals. I didn't know there were 5 types. If you go to simplifymysupplements.com, you can read all about these 5 types of free radicals and find out how Fruit and Veggie Total can help you, like it is helping me, get my 10 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Please join me on my endeavor here to eat better, lose weight, live longer, feel great. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and buy Fruit and Veggie Total. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order. It's a great deal when you look at it sort of per serving of fruit and vegetable. They make it very easy for you to consume and very inexpensive comparatively to get your 10 per day. They'll even give you a free shaker bottle, and this thing's great. Simplifymysupplements.com and use code FTL to save 10%.
We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. We got a Bad Slave. He's listening in New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave.
Hi, Ian.
Hey there.
And everyone else, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to bring up the whole blood draw thing. I think that for self-protection, all the parents, at least the ones that are concerned about liberty, maybe, and maybe can't do anything but the government schools. I feel terrible for folks that are trapped in that with the taxation that we're dealing with and the everybody's got to work and so basically you're not there with your kid. You can't do home learning and afford to take a private option. Vouchers would be great. I think that there ought to be available of every student, of every kid in America ought to be able to have access to a voucher that is as great as what the state wants to spend.
A voucher, you say?
Like a voucher. I mean, it's a poor solution for a bad problem, but it's a better solution than not.
I don't disagree with you that it's a better solution. However, don't you feel like vouchers are the 1990s solution to this problem? And that now we have the 2010 solution, which is an iPad?
I don't care what it is. I just want people to get to choose where their kid goes to school.
Sure.
Hold on. What does an iPad have to do with this?
Well, I mean, my son is homeschooled. Yeah. And, you can look at all these curriculums, and those curriculums oftentimes are great and that sort of thing. But we don't have a curriculum. He learns what he wants to learn when he wants to learn it. And surprise, surprise, he does want to learn. And we use a lot of educational YouTube videos and that sort of thing to help him along in learning what it is that he wishes to learn at any given time. I just don't think, we're building buildings right now. We're building buildings to house kids for what basically is middle-class welfare babysitting day prison. And I don't care whether or not it's private, public, vouchered, or whatever it is. It basically comes down to that. When they can be educated at any time, or they can be educated when you're at home in the evening. They don't need to be educated during the day. Right. I mean, if you need some way for your kid to be taken care of, is it really the best thing to take them and shove them into desks, give them recess twice a day, make them raise their hand to go potty, and all these other things that seem to be the norm? Whether it's a government school, whether it's a private school, whatever it is, it's still this model of learning that I feel is, outdated.
Yeah, I mean, even antiquated. In jail, you can go pee. You don't have to raise your hand.
Please, the point I'm trying to make is that that the arrangement we have now is just bad. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know, what are we up to? Like $17,000-$16,000 a year in New Hampshire.
I heard it's 20 here in Keene.
It's way past what the actual cost of that learning would be.
I mean, I think that vouchers would just make the state more entangled in the parts entangled in.
You're right. But I'm just saying that there's you know, I don't care. I want the kids to be able to get the best education, and they're not going to get that from school. But kids are stuck there. So I'm thinking that what we need to do for the parents of those kids, the single parents, the you know, mothers, the fathers, that they actually, you know, kind of get a clue and get a little, make their own mailing address, a list for, so that when something goes down with the school, like happened with this, beer can bouncing down the bleachers or whatever it was, the parents can respond.
Well, first of all, most of the parents, when they were given the chance to respond, just did what they were told.
But they were dealing with it on a one-on-one basis. I'm talking about getting together.
I think what you have is a good idea, but it requires a very special set of parents. So, like the guy that called earlier, who his attitude was, well, screw these bureaucrats.
We can be selective that way. But what I'm saying is that I think that the right answer, for dealing with this school administration would have been to have said, okay, great, send all of our kids home. We'll keep them home for 5 days.
Well, I mean, that's not a big consequence, right? Like, so the fact that these parents, however many sets of them there were, let's say about 75 to 80 sets of parents, they went in there and they did what they were told, despite the consequence only being 5-day suspension, although, as Melanie pointed out, some schools might not like that. Thanks for the call, Bad Slave. But, the consequence was relatively minor, but yet they all capitulated. Well, maybe not all of them. Maybe there were a couple of them that were like, screw you.
Only five of them cared, then the schools wouldn't be in the state that they were in
exactly.
First place. Now, there's some agencies of the government, the DMV, the IRS, you can't avoid. If every single person at the DMV hates it, there's no other option. You can't be like, oh, well, I'm just going to not do that. Like, you don't have that option. If you don't, they'll arrest you.
You don't have to drive. You can walk. Walk. Right by the bus.
Unless you have, like, a job or need groceries. So if you don't...
Some people manage to do it,
though. If you don't comply with the DMV, you go to jail. There are options other than public school. If people cared, if people know what public schools are like, it's not a secret.
Which is why a lot of the parents who might be willing to do what Bad Slave was talking about probably don't send their kids to the government schools in the first place.
You only have people there. And, I mean, I understand there are some circumstances, like, if your husband or wife dies, but that's not most people. It's most people who just decided, you know what, I had a kid or I wanted to have a kid, and I'm just going to marry the state. I'm going to drop them off for 8 to 10 hours a day, and I'm going to go do my thing.
More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up on this football controversy with the forced blood draws on the way.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us by dialing toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype. So you can Skype in to join us. Skype username lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. The fifth anniversary of Victimless Crime Spree is this week, and we're going to be celebrating in Portsmouth with basically a full day of activities in Portsmouth. Mark, you and I and Daryl, I think we're all heading out in a carpool out to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, bright and early on Sunday. And we're going to actually be producing our show for the first time from the Free State Bitcoin Shop, which is the very first ever, at least in the United States. There apparently is something like this over in Europe already. But in the United States, it is believed to be the very first only place where you can only spend cryptocurrency in the store. You cannot spend U.S. dollars. They will not take them. So,
and they don't have a machine for buying Bitcoin there either, do they?
They are going to, if they don't already yet. They had it delivered like over a week ago, so I suspect if they have not yet placed it, they are probably in the process of testing and making sure it's running correctly. So they're very soon going to have a way to purchase cryptocurrency in the store and sell cryptocurrency. So it's going to be a two-way machine. It'll be New Hampshire's first two-way Bitcoin vending machine. So very, very exciting times over there in Portsmouth, and that store is run by our former co-host, Derek J. Freeman. So, of course, it's always great to see Derek J. and his boyfriend, Stephen, who are running the store there. Looking forward to that. And, again, that's coming up this Sunday. So the grand opening of the Free State Bitcoin Shop is from noon until 6. It's in downtown Portsmouth, freestatebitcoin.com. So freestatebitcoin.com, I think, is the website there if you want to learn more about the Free State Bitcoin Shop. I don't know if they're doing any online sales yet. I don't think they are, but you'll have to check that out. For those of you who can't make it up, you know, in real life.
Sure.
But it looks like it's going to be really cool. Daryl actually got a sneak peek in there this week because he went to the Free Coast Festival over the weekend and swung by real fast to drop some Bitcoin.com pens and stuff off at the store there. So we'll be spending a good portion of the afternoon at the Bitcoin shop and just kind of, you know, maybe going about checking out downtown Portsmouth. And then later on in the evening, it is at 7 o'clock at the Seacoast Repertory Theater, going to be the 5th anniversary special screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. We're going to be giving it a theatrical presentation as it once had when it first came out 5 years ago here in the Keene Cinemas.
I remember that.
So if you missed out on that, and you're now in New Hampshire, like if you've moved to New Hampshire, for instance, in the last 5 years, or you just happen to live in New England, then you know, hit the road and come on out and join us for it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll screen the movie. It's going to be open to anybody who wants to come in. Derek J's been putting up posters around downtown Portsmouth. I'm actually running Facebook ads that just started tonight. So
I know that sticks in your craw.
Oh, yeah. I hate giving them money. But the fact is, because we haven't actually done any Facebook advertising here on Free Talk Live for quite a long time. It's been years. We tried it years ago, and it was like, great, we've got more likes on our page after spending hundreds of dollars.
We have spent money to promote Facebook's page.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's valuable exactly, but for local businesses,
if somebody can show us how to get more downloads than a podcast through Facebook advertising, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, for sure.
Mark at freetalklive.com.
But for the thing is, over the last year, I have had multiple business owners in town here in Keene, New Hampshire, tell me that when they spend money to boost a post on Facebook, it gets them results. And I hate the fact that that's true, but I've heard it from more than one local business owner who they tell me that they boost a post about something going on, maybe a sale or special offer or whatever at their business, or you know, the food that they're selling at their food truck on that day. And they say people come through the door, people come up, and they will tell them they saw it on Facebook. And so, like, I can't deny that. I can't deny that this platform, this horrible platform that is designed to make it so your stuff isn't seen, when you pay them a few bucks, then all of a sudden they make it so people can see your stuff.
Yeah.
And you get results from real life, for people going into real life places.
It's not entirely unreasonable, necessarily. Somebody's like, I will give you a platform for $5. Like, well, okay. I mean,
it's a, ultimately, it's the freemium model. They started out for the first 10 years basically giving everything away for free, and now they're like, well, you know, you want to promote that page, you get your own personal profile, but if you want to promote that page, it could cost you money. That's the reason they're constantly bugging you to update your pictures and whatever on the pages that you've got, is because, well, they know that that's where their money comes from.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to try that out. We'll see how the results come from that. So I'm hoping we're going to see some new faces there, people who've never heard of the movie before, people who are first-timers. And I remember when we did the theatrical presentation in 2012 when it first came out, it was fun. It was, you know, it's fun watching a movie with a big group of people. And that is kind of, you know, when you're at a movie theater, it can suck to watch a movie with a big group because, like, you get a crying baby, you get the kids making noise or whatever, you get problems. So there are some bad sides of it.
This has more of the cult classic feel to it, right?
Yeah, like everybody like a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You know, they're, yeah.
Yeah, so it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And then afterwards, we'll have a Q&A session with Derek J, and we'll do a giveaway of one of the five existing Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree theatrical release movie posters. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up this weekend, so if you want to learn more about that, then check out freekeen.com. I've linked to a Facebook event if you want to RSVP. It's free to get in and then, you know, have fun. So if you haven't seen Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree and you can't make it in person, you can always go watch it online anytime you want over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's free there, too. Surf Daddy is on the line in Ventura, California. Hello, Surf Daddy.
Hey, Ian, Mark, hey, Melody.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Business of taking my child's blood to see over a beer can. That's absolutely insane. And
that's what's happening.
Absolutely no. Yeah, it's insane. And there's absolutely no way I would allow my kids to comply, and they already know better. They'd get in more trouble at home if they did. But, are you guys aware out here in California, Governor Brown signed a law a couple of years ago mandating that everybody that attends public school has to be vaccinated, and there's no way of opting out?
Yes.
That's pretty much true in a lot of places, isn't it? It's not just California.
They usually have the religious / social exemptions.
And they'll still let that kid go to the school?
Yeah. So when I went to undergrad, whoa, I was vaccinated, or at least I thought I was. But you had to fill out the form, and it would have been more aggravation to go get the records. So I just filed it to check the exemption box for that reason. But yeah, they have exemptions.
Okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was, yeah, if you didn't want to get the vaccine, you just didn't go to the government school. I thought that was the exemption.
I mean, was more of a fictitious rule because, I mean, even if you get vaccinated, it is less trouble to just check the exemption box, not in California anymore, than to go to the doctor and get the records and figure out which records you need and submit them. I mean, it made no sense.
Hmm. All right.
My niece, who was trying to opt out through homeschooling, actually her ex-husband basically stopped her from being able to opt out, and it was pretty simple. So point is, it almost seems like the state owns our kids anymore.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they own your property, they own your kids.
Yeah, pretty insane.
You get very, you know, the amount of, it's like you are basically always kind of in a prison, but it's a very big prison. It's an open air prison, and you know the wardens aren't all, you know, they're not always standing over your shoulder watching you.
I don't feel
it's like
imprisoned.
One of the sweetest prisons.
I don't feel imprisoned. I feel like what you're dealing with is essentially a drug.
Really, try going north to Canada, see how that works.
A drug cartel. I can't get in.
Right.
Yeah, nobody here is allowed in Canada.
Wait a minute, you're not allowed in?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like it's a cartel.
Good point. Well,
Canada has rules on felons coming in the country.
They have rules on misdemeanors.
The last time I tried to go in, they put me in the nicest jail I've ever been in.
Surf Daddy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREELIFE.
It wasn't the last time I tried to go. The last time I tried to go actually into the country illegally, knowing that the time before that I had been put in the nicest jail I'd ever been. Sorry about that.
You're apologizing to the Canadian bureaucrats?
It was fun being an illegal.
No, I think he was apologizing for the mistake of fact.
Oh, okay. More coming up here in moments. Well, he may be apologizing to them because he might want to go and like have his record expunged or whatever they call it when you do that and you get permission to go back.
Some
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in and join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one way to do that is to contribute to the Patreon for our satellite fundraiser. It's not necessarily cheap to buy 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week satellite time, but that's one of the things that we do for LRN.FM, which features Free Talk Live and dozens of other great liberty-oriented podcasts and some live shows as well. So if you want people in other countries in the world and people in North and Central America and Sub-Saharan Africa to be able to continue hearing Free Talk Live, the ideas of liberty, then our Patreon only asks for $2 a month, so please head over to fund.lrn.fm. That's F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. That'll take you right over to our Patreon, where there's a short 3-minute video that'll kind of pitch the whole thing to you, show you why this is an important idea and who's listening to it. So check it out over at fund.lrn.fm. And thank you, by the way, to the folks. We haven't done a whole lot of tracking on the Patreon. Like, we haven't talked a lot about it on the air. Maybe we should talk more about it. But we've got about $100 a month coming in right now. So that covers approximately 1/10 of our satellite time. Thank you to all the generous folks who are contributing anywhere as little as $2 to as much as $5 or $10 a month. Really appreciate it. So once again, that's fund.lrn.fm. Now, let's get back into the story here, because we never really did get the details of what happened. We kind of started with a summary of the situation at the high school, Randolph High School, where They apparently forced students into classrooms after finding a can of some sort of alcohol can that had tumbled down the bleachers during the football game, landing at the feet of two administrators who then demanded the students go into the school classrooms where they were quarantined until administrators were able to hand them off to their parents with a slip of paper mandating that each one had urine and blood work done, forcing their folks to take them to a clinic. According to Vice.com, they interviewed Nate Pangaro, who said that parents were fuming at this because they had to take their child to get blood work done at 10 o'clock at night. And he says they were getting fined for it.
So does meaning that they had to pay for
they had to pay for
yeah.
it. Nate Pangaro, who
and only
a,
5 of the 75 students that were tested
turned up positive.
And there's no evidence that any of them were drinking at the event, right? Like, they could have
sure.
drank at any point before that. Maybe they had a beer with pizza with the family. Maybe their mother and father bought it for
well,
them.
Don't tell them that, because yeah. that's contributing to the delinquency of a minor and a misdemeanor charge for yeah. folks. So Nate Pangaro, the students, or excuse me, school's student body president, wrote in a public statement, quote, "Parents were complaining to cops, the security team, and the administration, and at all times, each group gave the same answers." By the end of the night, around 80 students, according to Vice, were tested, and fewer than 5 were testing positive for the alcohol, according to school board candidate Christopher Treston, a father of 2 of the students who attended the game. He pointed out that parents were forced to flood emergency rooms in 4 different New Jersey towns
God.
With their sober kids, leaving hospital staff totally overwhelmed and confused as to why they had to draw blood from a bunch of teenagers. Quote, "Our process of preventing backpacks, bottles, and cans from entering the stadium broke down. In addition, some number of students arrived intoxicated. When the accused but innocent outnumber the guilty 16-1, we probably did it wrong," he says. However, school officials defended the move, saying they found a few more beer cans after spotting the first. Plus, according to Randolph Township Superintendent Jennifer Fano, administrators didn't have much of a choice. She wrote in her statement, quote, "As educators, we are charged with enforcing policy. The law requires that we send students out to be tested when it appears that they may be under the influence of drugs or alcohol." Now, wait
okay,
a minute.
I kind of doubt that, but it didn't appear that way.
No, it appeared it. Right. They, you know, not all 80 appeared to be under the influence, right?
Right. They didn't have evidence, as far as is in any of these articles, that any one person was, so...
Right. They had a beer can, which, as you point out, is not necessarily evidence. Now, I mean, the odds are that somebody brought an empty beer can into the game to throw at the administrators, pretty unlikely, but it could have happened.
I mean, you usually need at least probable cause for a blood test, regardless of what other paperwork you have to fill out. So if one person had that beer can and there's 75 students, there is at best a 1 in 75 chance on any one of them. That's not PC, sorry.
Now, what if, though, Melanie, they put it in their school, like, handbook? You know how when, you know, they make the student or parent or both sign the school handbook at the beginning of the year?
Well, first of all, minors can't sign contracts, and so I can put in my... You know, I can put in my employment guide when I hire people, these are all the laws I'm going to violate. I still can't break the law just because I put it in my handbook.
But, you know,
we, Free Talk Live, need a new handbook.
We don't have one.
We need one now.
So
we usually shouldn't take notes of a criminal conspiracy, though, so let's not...
Anyway,
counselor.
She says that they needed to. She claims the law requires they send the students to be tested when it appears they may be under the influence. According to Vice, that's not much of a consolation.
Also, and under the influence, one beer. I mean, how light are you? Like, because it was when I read it, said it was a opened but not empty necessarily beer can.
Oh, really?
So that's not under the influence.
They threw a full beer.
Hope.
They threw a full beer at the administrators?
I don't think anybody necessarily intended to throw it. Because you're having to hide it, right?
Yeah.
So it's more likely to fall than if you can just hold it in your hand.
There's not much of a consolation to the dozens of parents who were involved, many of whom had to pay for the test, only to find out their kids were innocently hanging out at the football game and weren't drunk.
Right.
Quote, "I was one of the parents who walked into the game with my son, only to watch him forced into a seat in the student section and minutes later escorted into the school. For a moment, I forgot that I lived in the United States of America. And I guess that would be a shocker to some folks. But, you know, again, hey, Dad, why didn't you stand up if you saw your son being forced to go somewhere against his will and against your desires for him? Why didn't you stand up, grab your, you know, video camera and go and get in the face of those bureaucrats?
And that's the thing. Like, I don't believe that. Like, this kid's in high school, so presumably he's been through the system for 9 to 12 years already. This is new. This is not abnormal. Like, this is new to this guy. Like, oh, I have never seen a government agency before. Like, well, you've been in one for 9 years. You've had your kid in one in 9 years. You've never, like, how is that possible? I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, you're looking at it from your perspective, your elevated perspective. You know what the state is. You know that it's a criminal enterprise. You know that it's a criminal gang.
Okay, I'm not expecting this guy to be a philosophically pure anarchist, but he's been in this institution for a minimum of 9 years.
Yeah, but they've never treated them this way, right? Like, there's a reason why this is newsworthy, is because this doesn't happen every day. Not yet. You know, maybe it's coming soon to a school near you, so don't think that just for a moment, just because
their best.
Yeah, don't think this was just because it was in New Jersey is not going to happen where you live, because it could. But, you know, people aren't used to, even though they might see the occasional police abuse video or whatever on the internet, it's still out there. You know, it's, oh, that's in Ferguson, Missouri, or that's in Baltimore.
I mean, but if you're involved with your kid even a little bit, you have a rough idea of how the school system works.
Yeah.
This isn't, like, so far out of left field that it's unbelievable. I didn't say, oh, I better get video before I talk about this on the radio, because it just sounds really, really odd. I'm not sure this happened. I said, yeah, this happened. Let me bring it in. So, I mean, it's not...
Oh, yeah. Well, we believed it, because we're used to hearing this news every single day. I mean, your typical story from school, you remember what it... Well, you don't remember, because you don't go to school, but most... A lot of kids in school had this experience, right, where you're sitting down, you had the, back when parents had dinner with their kids or whatever, I don't know how often that happens these days, but...
I'm not sure it happened to me that much either.
But, you know, the old question of, so, son, how was school today? And the answer was, fine, or yeah. Whatever, you know, some
it was one word.
Yeah, some one
okay,
word
okay, but you
answer.
Still get letters from schools talking about their ridiculous policies that you have to sign off
yeah.
on. You get... rule books in the, at the beginning of semesters or years, whatever the case is. This is not, it's not like school's awesome until this day. It's not like he was in some institution of freedom.
He might
I mean,
not
group,
have thought that, though.
Group punishments are completely common in
school.
Schools.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Like, the old classic is if somebody's acting out in class, but the teacher doesn't know who it is, the teacher will
everybody's
threaten to punish.
Head goes down on the desk.
She threatened to punish the whole class in some way if the real culprit did not come forward. That's something a lot
of
people
did that in prison, too.
Yeah.
They, you know, if somebody did something, made noise or whatever
yeah.
When they weren't supposed to, everybody sits on their bunk until, you know, somebody comes forward.
We may be able to discern and know that schools, government schools, are basically day prisons for kids. We get that. We can see that clearly. But the average person, I think the window dressing is still quite present for them over the coercion. More coming here. 855-450-FREE is our number. It's Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.